Hi there, Simon here. Great to be back with the latest edition of New Beat. As always, got some fantastic music to play you on today's program in a variety of different styles, mixed in with our usual variety spots and stories. Let's kick off today's show with NTL, Nothing Is Impossible. Nothing is impossible.
No, nothing.
So do something today to take a step towards making your dreams come true.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
Grocery shopping? Take your gloves. Shopping cart handles are the most bacteria-infested items among some commonly used objects. While doorknobs on public bathrooms are not as bad as might be expected, according to a survey conducted in South Korea. The Korea Consumer Protection Board tested six items that are commonly handled by the public and ran tests for the bacteria content. Shopping cart handles led the way with 1,100 colony-forming units of bacteria per square centimeter, followed by a mouse used on computers and internet cafes, which had an average of 690 colony-forming units. Hand straps on buses were next with 380 units, followed by bathroom doorknobs at 340. Rounding out the list were elevator buttons at 130 and hand straps on subways at 86, The report said washing hands with soap removes almost all of the bacteria.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, recently on Newbeat, we've been including a song that is personally introduced by the artist who wrote or performed it. Today, we have Nicky Ruddo.
Yes, this song is called The Soul Song, and it's fun, it's upbeat, it's a good song to dance to, and it's mainly speaking about fun that we're going to have when we get to heaven, something I'm looking forward to.
With Soul Song. Over now to Sally for our thought for the day.
You can give up when something goes wrong, or you can let misfortune transform you into something better.
New Beat, where music comes to you in a variety of styles. Ballad, blues, hip-hop, techno,
fast,
slow, and much more.
For free downloads of hundreds of your favorite Newbeat songs, log on to www.newbeat.org. That's N-U-B-E-A-T.org. Check it out.
Here's our first short story on today's show. A woman who was dying of AIDS summoned a close friend to comfort her, but it seemed hopeless. "I'm lost," she said. "I've ruined my life and every life around me. I'm headed for hell. There's no hope for me." Her friend saw a framed picture of a pretty girl on the dresser. "Who is that?" he asked. The woman brightened. "She's my daughter, the one beautiful thing in my life." Would you help her if she was in trouble, no matter how many mistakes she'd made? Would you forgive her if she asked you to? Would you still love her, no matter what? Of course I would, the woman exclaimed. Why would you even ask a question like that? Because I want you to understand, explained her friend, that God has a picture of you on his dresser, too.
I'm just a child in your arms. Oh, a child in your arms. You make me want to love you more and more. You put a great desire within me. You say that I'm the only one who can satisfy your heart completely. You can see the precious in my life when I give my heart to you. You make me want to shed your love and light to those who don't know who you are. I'm just a child in your arms, flower thirsting for your love. Oh, I'm so weak when I'm not near. I'm incomplete. I want to feel your love. You give me hope to face my day, and you give me strength to go your way. You give me faith when I feel I just can't go on. I know everything's gonna be okay, 'cause I can trust on one thing. When you're here, there's nothing I can't say wrong. You make me want to shed your love and light with those who don't know who you are. And there's nothing I care to be away. There's nothing on earth that your love cannot do. And there's no sweeter sound than me on the radio, 'cause nobody else knows the way that I feel. I'm just a child in your arms, a flower thirsting for your love. Oh, I'm so weak when I'm not near. I'm incomplete. I want to feel your love. I'm just a child in your arms. Oh, I'm so weak when I'm not near. I want to feel your love. And there's nothing compared to being with you. There's nothing on earth that your love cannot do. There's no sweet sound like me on the radio, 'cause somebody else knows the way that I feel.
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org.
My fellow countrymen, I have called this State of the Nation address to announce a matter of utmost importance to all citizens of this fine country.
What's happening? Why are we off air? What's going on?
Sorry, Mr. President. We have an urgent broadcast. What? Please hold.
Newbeat, Newbeat.
My name is Simon Peterson. You're with New Beat. I have three great songs still to play you. But first, here's today's Words from the Wise.
Today's Words from the Wise are from German-born theologian and missionary, Albert Schweitzer, who said, "I do not know what path in life you will take, but I do know this. If on that path you do not find a way to serve, you will never be happy."
New Beat!
Song now from Paul Hart, who wants to be remembered when he's gone.
I was just a young guy with my whole life ahead of me. Everyone around us plotting out their lives, making plans for what's to be. There's a crossroad ahead that said, which way you gonna go? I can't tell you that right offhand, but there's one thing that I know. I wanna be remembered when I'm gone, for the life I've shared, for the love passed on. Easy life, comfy home and such. I might gain it, but I ain't gained much. I wanna live on in the lives I've touched, that's how. I wanna be remembered when I'm gone. I've got my hopes and I've got my dreams, things I wish could come true. I've got a list of things as well that I wish I could do. But I'm just not satisfied trying to put a smile on my own face. Seems to me there's more to it, and I've got to find my place. I wanna be remembered when I'm gone, for the life I've shared, for the love passed on. I might never ever make me a name, find me a place in some hall of fame. I don't care, cause that's not how I wanna be remembered when I'm gone. The reason I'm here is to love. I wanna be remembered when I'm gone, for the life I've shared, for the love passed on. Easy life, comfy home and such. I might gain it, but I ain't gained much. I wanna live on in the lives I've touched, that's how. I wanna be remembered when I'm gone. Be remembered when I'm gone. How are you gonna be remembered when you're gone? How you gonna be? How you gonna be? Are you gonna be remembered when you're gone? I wanna be remembered.
Mates, this is just for laughs.
An evangelist in downtown Philadelphia needed to know where the post office was, so he asked a newspaper boy for information. "Go this way two blocks and then turn to the right," said the newsboy. "Thank you," said the evangelist. "You seem like a bright fellow. Do you know who I am?" "Nope," replied the boy. "I'm the preacher who's holding a big revival in the big tent. If you come tonight, I'll show you the way to heaven." "Ah, go on," scoffed the boy. "How can you show me the way to heaven when you don't even know where the post office is?"
A track now from Jeremy Spencer's album, Precious Little. This song is called Take and Give.
I you're true and really care. We'll be happy as long as we live and love and take and give. Then someday there's sure to be a heavenly home for you and me. My love, a wedding ring. You know my love is true. I'll do anything for you. Tell me your mind tonight. You're the one to hold me tight.
Of a mountain climber who desperately wanted to conquer the highest mountain in the Argentine Andes. He initiated his climb after years of preparation, and because he wanted all the glory to himself, he went up alone. As the day passed and it began to get dark, he did not stop to camp for the night, but kept going. Night fell, there was no moon, clouds covered the stars, visibility was zero, everything was black. As the climber neared a ridge at about 100 meters from the top, he slipped and fell into the total darkness below. In those anguishing moments when he was in free fall, memories flashed through his mind, both good and bad. He was certain he would die. But then a jolt almost tore him in half. Like any sensible mountain climber, he had used pitons and a long rope tied around his waist to stake himself to the mountain. The top piton held, and the rope broke his fall. He groped in the darkness for the side of the mountain, but it was out of reach. In the terrifying moments that followed, as he hung suspended, he cried out in desperation, "Help me, God, help me!" And then he heard a voice from heaven, "Cut the rope." What? Cut the rope. More stillness followed as the man held all the tighter and swung slowly back and forth, hoping in vain to make contact with the side of the mountain. Other climbers found him the next day, still hanging from the mountain, frozen to death, 2 feet above a wide ledge. Unseen by him, the ledge would have been a safe spot where he could have dropped, recovered, built a small fire for warmth, and camped for the night. It's a tragic story, and hopefully not true, but it illustrates a point. Do you put your confidence in some rope? Or can you trust God with those things that are beyond your control? Why don't you let go? God has great and marvelous things in store for you. Cut the rope and simply trust Him.
And day by day, your love
Well, that puts us at the end of today's show. Before I leave the studio, let me give you once again our email address. It's mail@radioactivated.com. Also, check out www.activated.org for a variety of free inspirationals and downloads. From all here at Radio Active Productions, lots of love to you. Look forward to being back with you again next time. Till then, let me leave you with our thought for the day.
You can give up when something goes wrong, or you can let misfortune transform you into something better.
See you next time.